The SEC drops its $257 million fraud case against the BitCloud founder, and it cannot refile. The SEC filed a joint stipulation on March 12 to dismiss its civil fraud case against Nader Al-Naji, the founder of BitCloud and the DeSo blockchain, with prejudice. The dismissal means the agency cannot bring the same charges again. Al-Naji will pay no fines, no penalties, and no disgorgement. $257 million in allegations, zero in consequences. The SEC originally filed suit in July 2024, accusing Al-Naji of raising over $257 million through unregistered sales of BTCLT, the native token of BitCloud. The complaint alleged that despite marketing the platform as decentralized, even operating under the pseudonym Diamond Hands, Al-Naji maintained control over token issuance, pricing, and treasury operations. The allegations went further than a standard unregistered securities case. The SEC claimed Al-Naji spent over $7 million from investor funds on personal expenses, including rent on a Beverly Hills mansion and cash transfers to family members, while publicly stating that treasury funds would not go toward personal compensation. BitCloud's backers were not obscure. The project received funding from A16Z, Sequoia, and Coinbase Ventures, Al-Naji's previous venture, Basis, an algorithmic stablecoin project, had raised over $133 million in 2018 from Bain Capital Ventures, A16Z, and Lightspeed before shutting down due to regulatory concerns. Why the SEC walked away. The joint stipulation filed in the Southern District of New York cited a reassessment of the evidentiary record and the agency's newly formed crypto task force, established in January 2025 under Commissioner Hester Pierce, as reasons for withdrawal. The dismissal extends to six relief defendants, including Al-Naji's mother, wife, and related corporate entities. None will face penalties. In exchange, Al-Naji waived all claims for legal fee reimbursement from the SEC. The DOJ had filed a separate wire fraud case against Al-Naji, which was dismissed in February 2025 without prejudice, meaning prosecutors could theoretically refile criminal charges. But with the SEC's civil case now permanently closed, the evidentiary overlap makes a DOJ revival unlikely unless new evidence surfaces. The 60% purge BitCloud is not an outlier. Since President Trump took office in January 2025, the SEC has paused, dropped, or dismissed roughly 60% of its pending crypto enforcement actions. At least 89 enforcement cases or investigations were halted in the initial weeks alone. The dismissed roster reads like a directory of the industry's largest players: Coinbase, Kraken, Binance, Gemini, Uniswap Labs, OpenSea, Robinhood, Ondo Finance, Consensus, Cumberland DRW, and Ripple. Most were closed with no penalties. The Gemini Earn lawsuit was dismissed with prejudice in January 2026. The pattern is consistent. The SEC cites its crypto task force and the goal of developing clear rules as justification. Critics argue the agency is abandoning enforcement before any replacement framework exists. Supporters say the previous administration's regulation by enforcement approach was legally unsustainable, as courts repeatedly sided with defendants on key questions like whether tokens constitute securities. What "with prejudice" actually means. Legal dismissals come in two flavors. Without prejudice means the case can be refiled, often after gathering more evidence or waiting for a more favorable legal climate. The DOJ's wire fraud dismissal against Al-Naji fell into this category. With prejudice is permanent. The SEC cannot refile the same claims against Al-Naji or the six relief defendants based on the conduct described in the original complaint. For Al-Naji, this is full legal closure on the civil side. The only remaining theoretical risk is the DOJ revisiting the criminal track, which would require new evidence and a political appetite that does not currently exist. The crypto task force pattern. The SEC's crypto task force, led by Commissioner Pierce, was established on January 21, 2025. Its stated purpose is to develop a comprehensive regulatory framework through public engagement rather than case-by-case enforcement. In practice, the task force has become the mechanism through which the SEC justifies closing existing cases. Acting Chairman Mark Uyeda has stated that the agency is exercising its discretion to drop cases to facilitate the new regulatory approach, emphasizing that dismissals are not judgments on the merits. For crypto founders and projects still facing SEC scrutiny, the message is clear. If your case has not already been dismissed, it likely will be. The question is whether what replaces enforcement-first regulation will provide any meaningful investor protection at all. As of March 16, 2026, BTC trades at $73,787 for 3.3% in 24 hours. ETH at $2,265, 7.6%, and the Fear and Greed Index sits at 41, neutral. The broader market appears indifferent to individual enforcement dismissals at this point, having already priced in the regulatory shift.